Thanks, Billy. So, how do you think you managed to turn it around from being under the cosh in the opening 30 minutes to really dominating the last 60?
Well, you know, the longer the game went, we got our teeth into the game, but it never created. The chances they had, or the situation they had, was because of our sort of lack of concentration at times at the back, but, you know, we tried one or two things differently from what we've been doing to try and sort of get in a way to win and, not concede. But the way that we conceded was, you know, the lad reacted quicker to Max in the box, but the way it was going for us, it was a ricochet and it fell to them and they reacted quicker than us in the box and the lad buried it. But, they're decent going forward. They scored a lot of goals at home. I think they're one of two or three of the top goal scorers in this league at home. So for us to come here and create as many chances as we did in the second half with 10 men, so maybe that's where I'm going wrong. Maybe I'm picking 11 instead of 10.
You started the game with three in the central defence with the two wing-backs. Did you think that worked or not?
Well, yes, I thought that we did okay with it. And they didn't cause us many problems. It caused us a couple, but not major. Except just the lads get done in the byline and then Alex has got done twice. But that's going to happen in games. And, you know, we've just got to learn from it and get covering players on in their situations. But, as I said, the defending's got to be better.
An extraordinary turn of pace from Emil Sinclair for the goal and indeed in other incidents. That's quite some pace he's got out there.
He's got tremendous pace and he's learning the game as he's going along. We're quite fortunate we've got other players with pace. Sometimes they don't know how to use it at times. But I felt today, with the way the game was going, they were pushing to try and get the winner and left themselves a little bit open that we had players that could, you know, that could hurt them with the pace that we've got. But Jason, to be fair, big lad up front, he got hold of it well for us. So did Sinclair until he tired, and Jason tired, and that's when we put the first legs on again, to try and give us, you know, a little bit more to win the game. We weren't happy for a draw. We said that at half time. I could have went and stopped one up front, second half, and went 4-4-1. We come to win the game, you know, not a draw. We got a draw, we're pleased with a draw, but we're disappointed we didn't win it.
Any injuries ahead of the Oxford game?
I wouldn't think so. We don't know. There's players, you know, tired in there and get, you know, one or two stoop bangs as you do in battles. But, you know, if you're a footballer, you know, that's part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks very much, buddy. Thanks.
No probs. All right, man.